Ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brendan Weatherby.
And my name is Chris Kelly.
It is Friday, February 23rd at 8:56 a.m., day 400.
What a reign. What a title reign.
Wow.
Just breaking records.
Wow.
Happy Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day, day 400 of the Donald's Universal Championship run. You are listening to a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional politics. Chris Kelly and I are experts on the field. Did I screw that up?
Yeah. Professional politics, which we all know these are pretty amateur politicians. Professional wrestling.
Thank you. I apologize.
Presidential politics.
We are experts on the field, considering that I just said presidential politics twice in a row. We wrote a book called The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics Into Professional Wrestling.
Do you think we should have picked a simpler title that we wouldn't fuck up almost every time? Do you know when I tell people I wrote a book, I have to go, it's called The Donald, and let me fuck up the subtitle.
No, I think it's perfect, because if it was called The Donald, people would think it'd be about Donald Duck.
Yeah, that's what most people would think. In day 400. In 2018, day 400. You here see what the Donald did? Duck? You guys talking about Duck?
The pantsless Disney character? Yes.
That's actually pretty close.
All right. So thanks for listening to the show. If you're listening to us for the first time, this is episode 69. We did it.
Yes. This is our last episode because, like, we're not going to probably
check
make it.
Mark.
We're not going to make it to episode 311, so we might as well quit.
I don't know. I'm saying, okay, so Chris Kelly and I have been doing this show since the Republican National Convention,
yes,
which I covered for WGN, and you are now listening to this on the WGN Podcast Network, which is a fun thing. They're also part of the Sinclair Broadcasting Group, and we will close with that very fun conspiracy theory I have.
Awesome.
We have some insider
dirt. We're going to, like, ring it around. We're very honorable guys.
There you go. So, we're going to start with probably the saddest show we've ever done.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's been a sad week in America.
It's been a horrible, horrible, sad, depressing week.
Yes, but before the shooting, when the shooting happened before we spoke last week, but there wasn't really,
correct,
we were still digesting it like most America, and we focused on other stuff. But, you know, the Trump administration before the Parkland shooting, all the stuff we were talking about, all the stuff that the lamestream media was talking about, the domestic abuse case and the cover-up, cabinet-level officials using luxury travel, not Linda McMahon, because she books her own rental cars, mm-hmm, like she's a worker, I bet. There was a Playboy model affair. You thought it was like a big deal. It was hilarious. There was a Russia investigation. That's still going on. That was all before the shooting. After the shooting, this is a unnamed Trump administration official to the Washington Post. For everyone, it was a distraction or a reprieve. A lot of people here felt like it was a reprieve from 7 or 8 days of just getting pummeled. But as we all know, sadly, when the coverage dies down a little bit, we'll be back through the chaos.
It's regardless of your sentiment,
mm-hmm,
or your feelings. It's a pretty accurate statement.
Oh, no, yeah, it is. I mean, it's the most cynical reading of the situation possible. But, you know,
Is it fair and is it true?
Oh, no, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, it's accurate. I mean, nobody is really talking about those other things. Maybe a little bit of Russia if you're like a real, like, John Oliver fan or something. But no one really. Everyone's talking about Parkland.
The indies of politics, yeah, you're still talking about the Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Jay Lethal's not in the WWE yet. I'm going to focus on the main roster.
Man, you're really reaching on. You catch your Jay Lethal out. That's nice. Yeah, so that's what America's talking about, gun control, including the president, of course.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, he had a meeting with some of the families of the victims of the Parkland shooting.
I don't think you're correct on that.
No, okay.
He had a meeting with the survivors of other shootings, not the Parkland survivors.
Gotcha.
That was part of the controversy.
Okay. So, yeah. So the other numerous shootings we have in America. He had notes that a photographer captured, his notes that someone had written for him. Notes like, say, I hear you. Things like this. Show empathy. Be a human. But me and you, we both know scripted promos don't work.
Okay. It's so clear. It's so obvious. The reason why the Donald won is because he was so good off script.
Yeah.
Why are you going to the script? Rusev works because he's clearly not on script. The New Day clearly are not on script, and that's why they're the best of the best.
And when you have people like dominant people on script, it's like Asuka on Raw the other day.
It's,
you can't have someone
cringeworthy.
Who, like Trump, someone who for who English is not their first language, you know, you can't have them on a scripted promo. It just doesn't work.
So if you're a Trump fan, you have to be a little bit upset when your guy is no longer like Dusty Rhodes level cutting promos here, and all of a sudden
he's
it's
not
like,
showing that emotion.
Yeah, come on. It's not.
Yeah.
Ugh,
No, it's frustrating.
That's the most frustrating.
Yeah, but he's back on Unscripted, in like the WWE, when they're not on the TV program, when they're on the network, when they're on NXT.
When they're at a house show.
House show, a mixed match challenge, which is also tough to say. When they're on Twitter, they can just go ahead and like do work shoots and be off script. Like when Donald Trump tweeted, if a potential quote-unquote sicko shooter knows the school has a large number of very weapons-talented teachers and others who will be instantly shooting, the sicko will never attack that school. Cowards won't go there. Problem solved. Must be offensive. Defense alone won't work. Do you not want to do this part? Because I want to talk about how we prefer people who work, not shoot. As we talked about on this show many times, in wrestling parlance, a worker working something is fake. Shooting is real. And
so when Hulk Hogan goes, it's a shoot, brother.
Yeah, he's saying it's real.
But when you say, and Hulk Hogan says he worked himself into a shoot, it means?
It means that it was fake, but then you thought it was real. Like the conspiracy theorists who think this is a false.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. So similarly, the other person who infamously, like you said, is worried about shooters and people shooting on him all the time would be Hulk Hogan, who when asked if he was going to run for Florida Senate, which Roger Stone, I believe, is the one who wants him to do that. That's a Trump guy. He said, no, there's no truth to that, brother. They try to reel me in, but I'm a full-time beach bum. I've got it made. As far as going into politics, going to Washington, brother, and playing softball with everyone shooting at me, forget it. There's no chance.
Completely forgot about this. I had to go to the bookshelf.
Oh, man, we're gimmick infringement over here, going to the American Bash.
Apologize. Okay, so I don't know if we've discussed this yet. This is Hollywood Hulk Hogan with Michael Jan Friedman from WWE Books that I got as a gift.
So this is written by Hulk Hogan.
This is written by Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Oh, awesome. So it's a heel book.
It's a heel book. This is copyright 2002.
Okay.
This is dedicated to my beautiful wife, Linda, who has put up with 2 decades worth of emotional highs and lows.
That's the
end of my kids, Brooke and Nicholas. Nicholas murdered a man. Okay, so moving
that's
on.
That's strange you put that in that. But that's, I'm glad you got that book. That's right when he got back to the WWE.
This is correct. As
people might know, Hulk Hogan is currently on the outs from the WWE and I guess and the U.S. Senate. But he's in the outs from the WWE from that time that his sex tape had him being racist. Then he helped take down Gawker, et cetera, et cetera. Where is Hulk Hogan then?
Right now, or in life, or what?
Okay, well,
why did I pull out this book?
No, you find that.
Okay,
I just want to tell you where I think he's been because according to the Times of India, he's been there. Because the Times of India, I think in their advertorial section, but come on, they did an interview with a Hulk Hogan impersonator who had convinced them that he was Hulk Hogan with the headline, "I'm falling in love with India, Hulk Hogan." And it was a story about Hulk Hogan, who's now going by the name Mr. Wrestling, which is not what's happening. There's a guy who kind of looks like Hulk Hogan going by Mr. Wrestling, who's wrestling in India, and it was great.
There's two reasons why I pulled out this book. The first is chapter 33, the Trump Plaza WrestleManias.
Yeah,
we're not going to read that chapter. Okay. I just wanted to, there's a reason why I pulled out this important book. I usually won't go to the bookshelf to pull out one of my 4 Jericho books.
Right, you have to justify those purchases.
Multiple McFoley, but not the complete McFoley collection.
Oh wow,
I don't have the suite yet. Every time there's like a very specific reference to something, I want to read it from the fake horse's mouth. So
okay,
keep going.
Yes, so
I'll get there.
You'll get there. We'll get back to Hogan because he's good. He's always good. I mean, he's been good for 30 years for quality entertainment and low grade racism. So also in India, big week for both of the things we talk about in this podcast. We've learned that you don't hinder gender and you shouldn't hinder junior. The Washington Post reports, Trump Project India saw $15 million in sales after buyers were offered dinner with Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. has spent the week promoting the family's real estate brand across India, reports the Post, where the Trump organization has more business entities than in any other foreign country. And this is interesting to us because in India, as Bloomberg reported last week in a story called WWE is laying the smackdown on the world, and their headline writer should be shot. In India, for example, where company executives say WWE is the second most consumed sport after cricket. So our connection is there. So we're going back to the bookshelf. What do we got on Hogan?
Chapter 56 is a chapter entitled Dennis Rodman, Our One Hope for North Korea. 2 chapters later, chapter 58, Hogan for President.
This is like your favorite book.
This is my favorite book. This is not in our book because we didn't get this until after we put ours out, and I really regret it. This is how chapter 58 begins. Jesse Ventura became governor of Minnesota by following a simple formula. He knew a little bit about everything, just enough to debate on the established politicians and nail the issues straight on.
One second. who's writing that part? Is the preface of the chapter, is that Hogan?
This is supposed to be that Hulk Hogan. We're
okay,
in chapter 58.
Well, you didn't read it right.
Oh, okay. Do you want to read the next part?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Ted Turner. The premise of the chapter is Ted Turner legitimately wanted Hulk Hogan to run for president, and it was about to happen for 2 weeks.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And then he was going to go on The Tonight Show and do it, and so this is the end of the chapter. I'm not going to read it in Hogan's voice, but I will let you read it in Hogan's voice.
Yeah, no, he did go on Leno. So Jay Leno called me back to his show and said, okay, brother Hulk, what's up? You said you're retiring. I said, no, Jay, brother, listen, you misunderstood me, man. I said I was tired, not retired. That got a big laugh, brother. I was off the hook when it came to the presidential of the United States, brother. Yeah.
So that's how he got out of running for president.
Yeah, he made a good ha-ha.
So this is a wonderful, wonderful book. You know it's a good book because his muscles...
It's embossed.
Are embossed.
I like a good... Oh, did you get the new hardcover? Yeah, but did you get it fucking embossed? Yeah, no, it's not. Then you didn't really get the book.
We do a reprinting of the Donald...
embossed.
We're just doing embossed, the flag.
Uh-huh.
Ours is inspired by the WrestleMania 7 poster. And just the crotch. We have to undo...
You know what?
Clearly.
I honestly was just thinking the crotch, too. I mean, that
crotch,
was like...
maybe the hair and the flag? Or
yeah, it's like,
depends on how much money we have.
Yeah, how much embossing we can do. I think if the flag's too much, it's crotch and hair.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, my brain went straight to crotch, too. So I'm glad we're still on the same page. From that Bloomberg article, I just wanted to read... this anecdote, I think it's fun. In December, at a live exhibition inside a stadium in New Delhi, Jinder Mahal shed his turban and wrestled Triple H in front of a frenzied crowd that the Times of India estimated 8,000 people. Ultimately, Triple H prevailed. Fucking not, because this is a newspaper record. Afterward, he shook hands with Mahal, said it was an honor to wrestle the modern-day Maharaja, and joined him for some in-ring banger moves. The detente was short-lived, though, before exiting, Triple H pancaked one of Mahal's minions, heightening the drama for a potential rematch. Your move, cricket. gotta love Bloomberg covering wrestling. It's pretty great.
Everything's bullshit.
Yeah, so Triple H is in India beating up Jinder Mahal. Because, I mean, Jinder Mahal, who spent almost 6 months, 9 months as champion with, like, the same belt that Hulk Hogan had, the same lineage, Triple H went over in India. Because that means that the fans are there to see Triple H go over Indians.
By the way, 8,000 people sounds like, oh, that's a good amount of people. Every single Tuesday at SmackDown, they're usually able to draw more than 8,000.
Yeah.
Not this week, but most every week in every American city. So
yeah,
second biggest market. That's still not a very big market.
They're not doing great. Yeah. Jinder Mahal didn't. Because it turns out he's Canadian. And the Indian people, like, they got that. So Triple H is in India. Hulk Hogan is in India. I got a little...
Hulk Hogan is in
A
India.
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was inside you the whole time. Pause. So, I got a little nervous this week in related to Hulk Hogan when I saw a headline that Billy Graham had died.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Superstar Billy Graham. It was actually Jesus Christ Superstar Billy Graham. So, I'm less concerned.
Is wrestler Billy Graham the most important, least known figure in the industry?
Definitely. So,
okay.
Billy Graham, a guy in the 60s, 70s, into the 80s, he was a bodybuilder, bleach blonde hair. I mean, his look, his promo, everything, it influenced, and they would admit it too, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Jesse Ventura, all the way to even Austin has a little bit of that.
Hulk Hogan most resembled Billy Graham. If you Google image search Billy Graham, I'm sure like 2 of your 10 results will just be early Hulk Hogan.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's he looks superstar Billy Graham in his heyday looks a lot like much more like Hulk Hogan than Indian Mr. Wrestling Hulk Hogan. So, yes. And I wanted to just I like anecdotes. We're trying to keep it a little light this week, and this was a great
one. This has been a very fun show for the saddest show we've ever done.
Yeah, no, it's good. America's going to be all right. We're making it great again. A superstar Billy Graham, a true carny. Graham spoke out against Linda McMahon during her 2010 Senate campaign. This was about, he was coming out against her, like everyone was saying, you were responsible for this raunchy program on TV.
Oh, okay, really quick for the people listening that might not know, Linda McMahon ran for Senate twice.
Mm-hmm.
Up in, when she lost, she had spent the most money of any candidate previous to, I'd say, well, previous Senate candidate ever.
Yes.
She is now currently the head of the Small Business Administration in the Trump cabinet.
Yeah. So he came out against her campaign. Upon learning that his liver condition had worsened, Graham reached out to apologize to the McMahons, even offering to be a spokesman for Linda McMahon's campaign. It's great. Yeah.
What's the moral of the story?
Where's the money, baby?
There you go.
Yeah. It actually reminded me, and we can try to get the clip, but it's from the best Royal Rumble of all time from 92 when Flair wins. When Piper, your idol, helps
Hold
out
on,
Flair.
Hold on. He's not my idol.
Your life model. Rowdy Piper. He helps out Flair. And Bobby the Brain Heenan always hated Piper. And he's like,
no, no. Almost a DDT.
I never thought I'd say this, but thank you, Rowdy. It's a kilt. It's not a skirt. It's a kilt.
Oh, it's a figure four by Ric Flair on Jake the Snake. Hey, look at Rowdy. He's giving it to both of them.
Well, you no-good creep, you skirt-wearing freak. It's not a kill, it's a skirt.
I can't believe Flair's still on his feet.
You got to follow the money, and Billy Graham does that, Donald Trump does that, and that's why we do this podcast.
Two things that I wanted to end with that, in theory, will be fun.
Okay.
We'll start with wrestling, because this hasn't been that much wrestling. This has mostly just been politics with a little bit of wrestling on the side. We mostly talk about the WWE, but I want to talk about three companies that, if they combine, have a good and fair shot of at least getting some of the market. They could 8,000 people in a market where the WWE could draw 80,000. Go.
I just want to say, this is the part of the show where you start to resemble a YouTube conspiracy theorist. But like the good kind, not like the kids are actors kind. But
mine,
like,
are fun. This is a fun one.
Fun conspiracies.
Where I want everyone to get paid. How about that?
Yes, that's a good American fun conspiracy.
So my favorite Twitter account to follow when it comes to wrestling is TD Epps, Total Divas Episodes. What's the actual URL? Total Divas Epps?
Yeah, I think so.
And all they do is publish GIFs.
Mm-hmm.
So GIFs, on Monday night, it's GIFs of Raw, and Tuesday night, SmackDown, etc. Every once in a while, there's a late night show or an early morning show, because they also do New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's what they've been doing this morning on Friday. What's today's date? Friday, February 23rd. They've been publishing a lot of New Japan stuff. And that made me realize, oh, hey, New Japan is with Ring of Honor sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a collaborative event. It's a New Japan Ring of Honor event. So you get the Bullet Club. You get Kenny Omega. You get Cody. It's fun times for everybody. You get the Golden Lovers.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. And this is the kind of wrestling gif that will make you a fan of wrestling. This is the kind of thing where you can show your partner and be like, hey, you know how you like fix shit? Look at these attractive men do these fun flippy flops. And they're like, I like that too.
Is that working for you?
Yeah. Okay. So this is the one type of event where like WWE seems very for children, which it is, and it's wonderful, and we're big fans. This is more for adults, kind of.
Yeah.
So that's number one thing I like that's going for it. Number two, one of the people on Ring of Honor, one of the announcers, is Colt Cabana.
Yes.
Longtime wrestler. He's been wrestling for nearly 20 years. He has been announced as the next competitor in the 10 pounds of gold search for NWA, the company owned by Billy Corgan. And when we say company, we mean the idea owned by Billy Corgan.
The idea of a company.
The reason why there's a Smashing Pumpkins tour in 2018, the NWA.
Yes.
Okay, so Colt Cabana is going to go for that belt, that very classic-looking 10 pounds of gold belt. He's had it twice before, but unlike before, CM Punk is a free agent.
Yes.
Hear me out. Here's what's going to happen.
Connect those dots.
This is so fun. In September, at the All In show in the suburbs of Chicago, potentially at the Allstate Arena. Is it going to be at the Allstate Arena?
No, I think it's farther out.
Okay, whatever. In the suburbs of Chicago. In the suburbs of Chicago. In parts of known Chicago, Illinois suburbs. There's going to be a big show where these guys are going to try to sell out roughly an 8,000 seat arena, arena. Something that could draw at least 8,000 people would be Colt Cabana facing CM Punk for the 10 pounds of gold, combining the NWA with Ring of Honor with New Japan, because the Young Bucks have already said they're going to be there. That brings in the New Japan banner. Mm-hmm. Cody brings in the Ring of Honor. Colt brings in the Ring of Honor. And with the belt, here we go.
Yeah.
A three-headed beast. We're going to take down WWE. They're not going to take down WWE. But isn't that going to be fun?
That would be fun.
It's not going to happen. It's not going
to
happen.
Because CM Punk still wants to get knocked out for real. For a lot of money.
That happens 2 months before All In.
So maybe he'll be in shape. He won't be totally concussed and injured.
Shut up. Why are you doing this?
No, do you feel in your head, do you feel like
fun.
Do you feel more like Rust Call in that big scene in True Detective Season 1 where he opens the storage unit and he's like, I solved the crime. Do you feel like that, or do you feel like Charlie Day?
Oh, definitely Charlie. When there's
Peppy
like
Sylvia, Peppy Sylvia.
I've just been burning the mail.
Yeah, just burning the mail, drinking coffee, and smoking cigarettes. It's a little bit of the latter, unfortunately.
Oh, I know that.
No, I know. Completely. But wrestling is fun. Fantasy booking wrestling.
That's
is fun.
That's the whole point of this.
Yes. If you couldn't fantasy book it, we just have to like live with the fact that we have Brock versus Roman definitely happening in a month. Where I don't get to fantasy book Braun Strowman tipping over an arena full of people. Like, I can't fantasy book that because it's not real.
I'm just putting this out there into the universe to make it happen.
Yeah. That's why I tweeted, wouldn't it be great if they realized that Braun's a star and had Braun versus Brock, and then Seth versus Rollins.
I think Seth versus Rollins will happen.
Me. Yes. He's a man torn apart, torn asunder by himself. No,
he's trying to burn it down.
Burn it down from the inside.
Okay, so we're going to end something that we should actually probably end every single show with, which is as of right now, 9:17 a.m., this is what the Donald's been tweeted today, because his Twitter feed will determine our day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, not mine, yours.
Touche.
You're a real mark for this stuff.
So we're going to start with today's first tweet. We're going to end with today's
okay,
first tweet.
That's a good idea.
We're going to go a little bit backwards, forwards. I recommend following the Twitter account @RealTrumpHogan, which is the Twitter bot that we created.
It's a Russian Twitter bot.
Which just adds brother to every Donald Trump tweet, which makes it inherently better.
You don't have to look at his like lipless, bleached out face. You get to look at a lovely picture of him in the 80s with Hulk Hogan. When they were both, they had better days. I'll just say that.
So this is from an hour ago. For those of you still interested, the Democrats have totally forgotten about DACA. Not a lot of interest on the subject from them, brother.
Seems about right.
All right, so we're going to definitely talk about DACA today. That's important.
Yeah.
My daughter, Ivanka, just arrived in South Korea. We cannot have a better or smarter person representing our country, brother. So that's good nepotism. Okay, then here's my favorite one. CPAC today, brother!
Yeah,
that's going to be the most
he's
fun.
He's at WrestleCon.
And here's the most important one, and then we'll close with my favorite music that we've ever created for this show. The music. Jesus Christ. We own the shit. We shouldn't laugh at this, but we have to. MS-13 gang members are being removed by our great ICE and Border Patrol agents by the thousands, but these killers come in. Oh, God. Jesus, this is horrible. Okay, yeah. Quick caveat here.
This is a work.
This is a work.
Yeah, this is not real.
And he's trying to work us into a shoot.
Okay.
And it's going to work.
Because that's how America works.
Okay.
We elected this guy as a country, so it works.
Here we go. MS-13 gang members are being removed by our great ICE and Border Patrol agents by the thousands. But these killers come back in from El Salvador and through Mexico like water. El Salvador just takes our money, and Mexico must help more with this problem. We need the wall.
We are going to build a great border wall to stop illegal immigration. Yeah.